Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Honey Suite with me, Miss La Crush Hearts. I am on the rise tonight. I'm feeling good. It's raining out here. It's cold out here, but I'm feeling good. Happy belated Thanksgiving. The holiday came. We took last week off, but I am back. And you know what? I'm feeling good. Did I say that already? Just letting you know. Anyway, let's see. I haven't talked to y'all in about 2 weeks. I was off 1 week. So I haven't talked to y'all a couple of days. And I'm going to let you know, my holiday was so simple. I loved it. It was simple. It was no drama. It was just simple. I'll be honest, I even may have slept Thanksgiving away. There was no drama. Got a few phone calls. Watch some TV, didn't have to get prepared for no show, didn't work on no website, didn't work on nothing. I relaxed all weekend long. I just relaxed. I ended up getting sick, though, yesterday. But before that, I was just cooling, you know, just relaxing, laid out. I mean, we all need a moment like that. And I think that's what last week was about. Was on air, you know, hadn't really officially taken a day off or a few days off for, you know, the way I wanted to in the last couple of months. So we've done awesome job as far as Phone Fantasy Radio is concerned. We are doing an awesome job. Shout out to everybody that checks us out. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in to phonefantasyradio.com on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Shout out to people that's going to come to the chat room. People that definitely tune into the show after the fact. Shout out to those that are, you know, downloading the show, checking us out on iTunes, all that good stuff. I really do appreciate the support. And I am thankful. Totally thankful. Shout out to Truth Brothers Radio. They had their 1 year anniversary. You know, I tuned in for a little bit, called in, shout them out and stuff like that. But they're real cool people. So shout out to Truth Brothers Radio. So that's awesome. What else? Everything else is co-aesthetic. It's good. Can anybody else say that? It's good. I mean, November has been all right. My birthday was in November. Hurricane Susie. Hurricane Sandy was in November. Well, Superstorm Sandy. She turned into a superstorm when she hit us, but she left hurricane damage. So, what else? Oh, we are rocking. When I say we are rocking with the numbers, we are rocking with the numbers. We're already at 4,000, over 4,000, actually like 4,500 with the numbers for this month, which is awesome. A little less than when we started, but, oh, I mean, than last month. But it's, the month ain't over yet. We still got a whole week. But can I say this? How did so much happen in November, but it felt like November just slipped away? Here we are in the last week of November. Saturday is the first. It's the first of the month. It just feels like it's, I don't know, maybe it's just because it's getting towards the end of the year, and the days are just going. They're going. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, folks, this is the Honey Suite. I am your host, Miss La Crush Hearts. Welcome to the show. 805-830-8320. That's the number to call in to chat it up with me. Right now, I'm going to take me a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation. On that note, where should I start?
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get mannish. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Every sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex ride. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee to give you everything your body's missing. Are you the Zodiac I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me end of the making, and you make me sad. Are you the Zodiac I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me end of the making, and you make me sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome back to the Honey Suite. I am the hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and you've just been listening to some tunes because that's what we do. I started off with Tyrese, The Signs of Lovemaking, and that right there was the young, gorgeous Aaliyah, may she rest in peace, with Rock the Boat. Okay, so tonight is the Get Right edition, and everybody knows what the Get Right is, but for those that don't seem to know what the Get Right is, as far as I'm concerned, my thoughts on the Get Right is basically when you, when everything needs to line up for that perfect moment, when you need to get off, pretty much. Like, you know, you had a stressful day, anything, you just haven't had none in a while. You just need that sex that's going to give you stress relief. Now, this does not happen all the time. This does not happen with everybody. But I know a few women that do have that guy, and we call him the Get Right, because he going to put it down on us. I mean, eyes rolling in the back of your head, toes curling, when everything else is going. It's basically like when you get drunk, or people that use, you know, that people that use the drugs, and they just, for that instant, for that 15 minutes to longer, for that instance when you're with that person, hopefully your significant other, the sex is good. It's mind-boggling. You promising $1 million even though you only had $2 in your bank account. I mean, I know from a woman's perspective, this does not happen all the time. Not all men have the Get Right, but everything on that night lines up perfectly. When I say it right, it lines up perfectly. There's no way of getting away from the moon is high. You got your weather going, and he or she is hitting all the right notes, pretty much. So that's the Get Right. And you know, I was told this when I first became sexual active as a teenager, and I lost my virginity and actually got caught, and, you know, I was given the talk after the fact, and they said, you know, sex is like your favorite ice cream. You know you can't eat it all the time. You know you can't have it all the time, but you're going to have a craving for it. You know you can't eat it every day, but you know you're going to have a craving for it. And when you have that craving for it and you let that craving last, you know, you don't go and run out and get it right away. You just let it build up, build up, build up. So when you do get it, it's like having your last meal. And they say, you know, once you experience sex, you're going to always have a craving for it. You know, it's just part of human nature. You know, once you experience it, and, you know, the curiosity in the beginning, you know, where you thought it was, and then you have that moment where he did or she did everything right, everything that you thought it would be. It may happen when you're an adult later in life. It won't happen right then, but everything that you thought it would be, then you know what? It's like a... like, I need a hit. Like, I'm addicted to it, but I'm not addicted to it. Is that interesting? I'm addicted to it, but I'm not addicted to it. I'm just saying. I got self-control. Yeah, right. Anyway, that is my definition of the Get Right. And what this show is, we're talking about that moment, that need. When do we need to get that Get Right? What ways do you use to get that, you know, what is it, what's the Get Right for you, pretty much? For me, the Get Right, we'll get back to that. But I see I have a few callers. I'm going to get into the few callers. First of all, I want to shout out Russ in the chat room. If y'all want to join the chat room, y'all listening to the show, go to phonefantasyradio.com. /honeychat. And we're in the chat room right now. Shout out to London Russ from across the pond. He in London. Also, shout out to Dre. Hey, Dre. Dre is uptown, New York City. That's right. Shout out to him. Blah, 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 blah. I see I got a caller. I'm going to go and order y'all. Y'all been receipt. Well, y'all was holding. And I got 203-0417. State your name and where you're calling from. And welcome to the Honey Suite. 203? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Melina.
I can't hear your phone's cutting in. What's it at?
My name is Melina.
Oh, hey, Melina. Woo, that was loud.
I didn't think I was on the radio.
Yeah, you are. You had your hand up. I see you wanted to, you know, you wanted to share the 411. So, how are you doing? How was your holiday?
My holiday was good.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Nice, nice.
I'm calling from West Haven. I spotted you on Facebook.
Al, shout out to Facebook. Yeah, I'm all over that thing. I try to extend my reach. So, Melina, I seen you're joining me. Tonight is the Get Right edition. I try to do my best to explain my version of the Get Right, but everybody have their own version of the Get Right. When you hear the Get Right, what does that mean to you, Melina?
It's that sex where it's been a long week out from work and my man's been working and we finally get together and it's like that explosive sex. That's what that is for me.
Right. The get right.
Yes.
So, okay. So, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
How often do you get the get right?
A lot.
Really?
Well, he works, but whenever he can, but he work a lot.
Okay, so now, there's just sex, you know, when you just get a quickie in or something like that, but then there's that get right sex. I'm talking about that it's always explosive?
Every other time.
Okay.
It's spicy. Our sex life is very spicy.
Nice. So, let me ask you, when you're getting the get right, everything is said and done. During that moment, have you ever promised him something that you know you just was not going to do? You know, but it was so good, you just couldn't help but to agree with him. Has it ever gotten to that point?
It's to the point where now I'll do whatever he wants.
I know that's right. All right.
Jump on one leg.
Right now. I know that's right.
Well, whatever it is you need, baby, I got it.
Got you. I know that's right. Shout out to Melina's boyfriend. He getting to get right and then some. I know that's right. Some dudes are probably envious of that right now.
He be putting that shit down.
And what about you? How does that affect you personally? Like, I mean, you know, sometimes it's sex. I know when I have a bad case of the blues and I have sex and he just doesn't hit that spot deep down in there. He don't hit that spot down there. I be feeling some type of way. And it's like once you have that get right sex, you know, you fall asleep, you wake up in the morning, you cheery, everything around, birds are chirping, literally birds are chirping, like you really hear the birds chirping outside and you know, so the sun seems brighter when you walk out the door, you know, after the fact, that afterglow.
You could tell. I'm only asleep for like a half an hour to 45 minutes, so yeah. In La La Land somewhere where I just can't talk or I can't walk.
I know that's right. Your leg's still shivering, huh?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Tweaked out. Like, I'm telling you, sex is a drug.
It is a drug because I am highly addicted to it.
I know that's right. definitely.
I love every aspect of sex.
Yes. I do too. I do too. And I love the fact when you can find somebody on that same level with you, when you have that connection.
Right.
That's when it, like I said, everything falls into the right place. Like, it doesn't matter what time, where he at,
yep.
You know. And you know what? Unfortunately, I can never find that man to be my man.
It's so hard.
It's like everything is lined up. Like, we have great conversation. I mean, we do everything that if we was married for 14 years. But he's not my man. Ugh. I had those type of situations.
I am not letting mine go. I was saying that for a very long time. Very, very long time. I found my match, and that thing is mine.
I know, right? Sounds good. Well, hold on, Melina. I have another caller from the 910-7009. State your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to the Honey Suite.
Yo, my name's Andrew. I'm calling from the 910.
Hey, what's the 910 at?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Hey, Drew. How you doing, sugar?
I'm good, boo. How about you?
I'm great. I am actually in a good move. I have Melina here from Connecticut online with me, and we're talking about that get right. And I'm glad you online, because we need a male perspective of that get right, because I wouldn't even know what that get right. But to you, Andrew, what's the get right?
Okay. Like, me, because I ain't have none for my girl. Well, when I was with her, I ain't had none in, like, 6 weeks till she had called me. And she was like, Daddy, come through. And I'm like, yo, come through? You ain't saying but a G thing.
I know, right?
So, you know, my first instinct in me, being originally from New York City, I'm like, yo, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to come through, and I'm going to tear it up for you. and I tell females this all the time. If your man ain't hitting it right, he don't know what he's doing.
Oh.
And that's keeping it 100 with you, because the type of dude I am, you got to keep it 100 with a female, not just sexually, but real, like, throughout the, not just the sex life, but beyond the sex life.
Emotionally.
Yeah. Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Uh-huh.
You got to
when everything is just on the same plane. Now, you know, I get what you're saying, but I feel like sometimes it don't even have to do with your skill level. I mean, it does have to do with your skill level, but not all the time, because sometimes we'll be, you know, he does lay down right, but sometimes everybody have an off day.
Yeah, if you got an off day, okay, yeah. But I'm saying, if you can do what you do in the bedroom, like, if you can put her to sleep, then you know.
I know, right? I'm not even going to argue with you with that. I can't even argue with that one. I can't even argue with you with that one right there. Boy, listen, 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. Press that one. Join in the conversation. This is the Get Right edition of the Honey Suite. Okay, you know, I have Andrew from North Carolina. I have Melina from Connecticut. And we're talking about, you know, what's the get right for you? That's the question for tonight. What's the get right for you? When you're getting the get right, is it planned or is it spontaneous, Melina?
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous. And what about
it's
you?
Always early in the morning.
Then that's not spontaneous.
It surprised me.
Surprise you?
Surprise me. Cause like, I'm saying, as long as you don't mess with my hot spots early in the morning, because if you mess with my hot spots before I go to work, I'm going to have to call in and tell them I'm going to be about 2-3 hours late.
What's the hot spots? What do you mean?
My neck, my chest, and...
Well, damn, I can't even touch you. I got to be across the room. Hey, boo. Have a good day.
I'm like this. If you don't start the fire, trust me, I will.
Oh, there you go. And you know, she's walking around with her T-shirt and her panties.
If she wearing underwear, at that matter.
No.
If she ain't wearing underwear, I'm going straight for the kill. I'm going to see.
Yeah, lined it up for you. That's the target, huh?
Like, I feel like this. If you ain't wearing no T-shirt and no panties, or if you just laying in the bed, I'm going to climb on top of you and kiss your neck.
So you starting it?
Yeah,
you're a little troublemaker.
Early in the morning, troublemaker.
If your baby had a long day, why not start the fire? Why not start it and let's see if she can put it out?
Right. So go ahead.
But if she start the fire with you, it's only right that you put it out and still hold your throne.
Have her jolly all day.
Exactly.
Hey, Miss Johnson. Hey. She's walking around just jolly all day. Oh, my goodness. So, you know what, guys? What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go on a little break and play some more tunes. And then we're going to come back and we're going to continue this conversation. So, please hold on. Right there, folks, if y'all want to join the conversation with myself, Andrew in North Carolina, Melina in Connecticut, because we're having a good time, the Get Right edition of the Honey Suite, that's 805-830-8320. So, you know, my playlist tonight is supposed to be inspiring, but we'll see.
I want to freak you. I want to freak you.
I need you. This is a straight live music presentation.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore. And right now, I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the super fluffy flirt, Mr. Crush Hearts. Get with her, you heard?
Is a classic. I'm just saying that track is a classic. Usher, Nice and Slow. Before that, Casey, Devontae, JoJo, and okay, Jodeci. I don't even remember all their names. Devontae, Casey, JoJo, and the quiet one that he's being a corner. I can't even think of his name right now. Devon. Is it the love? I don't know. Anyway, Jodeci, we're freaking you. This is the Honey Sweet, the Get Right edition. And we're talking about that Get Right. We're talking about that explosive sex, like my girl Melina in Connecticut said. What's up, Melina? You still with me?
I'm here.
Okay. And we also have Andrew from North Carolina. Yes?
Yep.
910 in the building. All right, so we're talking about that get right sex, that sex that everything just line up. Now you're saying the get right sex. I know it's spontaneous, but can it be planned? Can get right sex be planned out?
It depends.
It depends on the situation.
Exactly.
Okay, so Melina, I'm going to ask you because you have you have that get right sex more often than me. Shit. So it's get right sex. It's spontaneous. You have it every other weekend. How can you top that? Right.
I must say, when I did my little striptease.
Nice. All right. I ain't even got no fiance on. I want to know the song. What song did you strip to? What was playing?
I stripped for him, and it was Kevin McCall. I just want to see you strip.
With Chris Brown. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Nice. It had a little beat to it. Okay. So that's how you would top it off. Okay. So from a male's perspective, how can you top off the get right sex? Have get right sex, but have it planned. How would you do that?
Okay. Because I know she hates when I tease her, so I play Pretty Ricky either on the hotline or Juicy.
Oh, okay. Pretty Ricky all day, them little boys. But what do you do physically? Like, what is it that you do?
I'll kiss her on the neck. I'll tease her when I'm getting out the shower.
Yes. Just a little touch, huh?
Like, I can just kiss her neck, or I can nibble on her ear, and she'll just be like,
But is this planned? Like, did you just plan the night out, or?
Like, I'll plan what I'm going to do to her in the back of my mind.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'll just set her up. I'll be like, yo, just sit down, chill right there. I'll be right back in a couple minutes. Go get fresh, you know. And then I'm going to come back and start kissing the neck and messing with your spots.
What about atmosphere? Like, I know, because I think that plays a part in everything. And I don't know about anybody else, but I love music, okay? And I got a playlist on there that even if nobody's listening to it, I listen to it. You know, like, I'm, you know, so I got a playlist on there that have my R. Kelly's. You know what I mean? That got the Tyrese and the Ushers. And even if you don't even realize that it's on, you know, you slip that on real quick. You just, you know, throw an MP3 on real quick, you know, while he in the shower, while he getting naked, or while you getting naked. You just grab the remote and turn that on real quick. So I'm going to ask y'all this. The get right that night, or that morning, it's spontaneous. In your mind, do you have a playlist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's on your top five?
Well, I'm aggressive at times.
Ooh.
Well, I try to be anyway, because I'm not really aggressive, but I try to be.
Uh-huh.
So it was one early morning where I just started giving him head, and it was, yeah.
What was playing in the background?
Nothing. It was just, it was like 3 in the morning, and
mm-hmm.
I was wet and horny, and I just wanted to give him some head, and he woke up, and
there was no song playing in the background in your head or something like that? Just some type of song that just, you know, goes with that mood?
I have an obsession with sucking dick. I don't know why I like to do it, but I do.
You like that toe curl action. I'm just saying. I got that fetish, too. So,
yes.
What about you, Andrew? Do you have a playlist?
Okay. I remember one day we was in the house. She was like, baby, I'm hot. I was like, I get up on the counter. Do some R. Kelly sex in the kitchen.
Oh, nice.
So I just started eating how.
That'll work.
And then she was like, really, that's how we gonna play? I was like, I ain't finished with you yet. So I took a little whipped cream into the action. And put it on my tongue. And then she was like, within 3 minutes, I made history on her. And she was like, I hate you. She was like, you good. She was like, you good. She was like, you got better than ever. I was like, hey. So
okay.
I told her, my playlist, I got to say, I got to have my R. Kelly. Usher. Tyrese. My joint, Genuine in those jeans. Okay, and if I had to say another one, because I think this song is talking about me. How can I? I don't know why I throw a little Boosie on my playlist.
Okay.
No, you did not.
Okay. No, I get it. I get the whole rap thing. I just don't like rap through the whole thing. But I get, you know, sometimes you need to work on the tempo. Sometimes a little fast, sometimes a little slow. But I would not expect it, Boosie. That was far.
Hey, I could have said a little Wayne Lollipop. Because, I mean, hey, if you, me personally, I love a female that gives a good head job.
Who doesn't?
I mean, if you don't, there's something wrong with you out there. That's coming from. Well, in my opinion, I think I'm the best pussy eater in the world.
Oh, well, we're not even gonna go there. Russ from London. Russ from London says the best sex music is Onyx. I can't see that. That's just too much. We still got some callers though. I see we got the 215. Y'all hold on for a minute. 215-4272. State your name, where you calling from.
It's your boy Dash. What's up?
Hey Dash. Sounding all hoarse.
Hoarse? Oh, yeah. Stop playing. No.
That's your voice.
Yeah, what's going on?
With you? Minute, how you been?
Maintaining, ain't complaining. You know me.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the show. We're talking about
thanks.
Right edition, Honey Sweet. We're talking about that get right sex, that sex where everything comes together. See, I know I wanted to add this too when I was talking about the music and the get right sex. I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes when I'm listening to, like, the regular music station or, you know, you have your TV playing in the background, it just seems like every song is about you. I don't know. Anybody else ever felt that way? Like, every song was about you and that get right person. Like, that just they just talking about your relationship. Every song they play is just, you know, about you. I don't know.
I feel like that.
It just be like coincident, like, yeah, that's us. Oh, yeah, that's us. Oh, yeah, this is us, too. Like, it's like every song they play for that get right moment, it's like they your personalized playlist. I don't know. I guess that's what I mean when timing is right and you know, like, this is what's going to happen. This is going down. This is for real. But, Dash, me knowing the person that you are. And I have to ask this. The get right. What is that for you? I know, I'm just thinking, you know, the person that you are, I'm just, you know, a lot of thoughts are running through my head, but I need to know, what is that for you?
To get right for me, LaCrush, I'm like, first of all, let me put this out there. I'm a damn near half a century old, so I got my own little style. I'm very romantic, And it's like, to get right for me, like you said, the music has to be right. The whole aura has to be right. I like scent, smells, you know, like burning oil or, you know, candle lights and, you know what I mean, those aromas you spray on your pillow and the body massage after she gets out of the tub and the whole nine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like that seafood thing, you know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Yeah, oysters mm-hmm. and clams and all of that good stuff,
mm-mm.
you know what I'm talking about?
No,
yeah.
I sure don't. I'm allergic to that.
You don't?
No. I can't relate to that.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You can't relate to that, but look at here.
I know it's supposed to be, I know it, but that just, like, that just did not do it for me just now. Like, I was doing the spraying on the pillows and the that right there. Fish scent, like, that just not, that doesn't do it for me.
Well, it's not so much of the fish scent. It really is to most people, not to all, an aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. And I find that at certain times, man, like, you know, oysters and clams and all that stuff, man, it does something to a brother. It really does. It does something to her, too. It really does.
No, I've heard that. I've heard that before. I definitely agree with you. I've heard that before. So we have Alina from Connecticut. I have Andrew from North Carolina. Dash, where are you calling from?
Where am I from? I'm from Philly.
That's where you call from, right? Philly. That's where the 215.
Oh, I'm calling right now. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas, but I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, you're in Texas.
Shout out to my hometown, Philly.
Ah, boo.
Okay, Philly.
I want to bring in the awesome Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I already know who she is. Hey, Lady C.
Hi.
How you doing,
Hi,
mama?
Everybody. I'm doing good.
So we're talking about that get right, you know, that sex, that everything is just falling into place and, you know, you sleeping like a baby with your thumb in your mouth. So when it comes to the get right, I have two different opinions here. We got Dash, who actually planned out his get right. Like, he set the mood. He had the oysters and the clams ready and the music in the background. He got real romantic with it. And then you have Andrew and Melina, who said it got to be spontaneous for them. You know, early in the morning, we just waking up, I'm getting ready for work, and you start kissing on my neck, you're about to get that. That's what Andrew said. You're about to get that. So I'm going to ask you, because you are a woman, of older stature, and you up there with Dash. So it's great to have these two generations pretty much, because sex for y'all was totally different from sex from us. I'm just saying. So, Lady C, the get right, what's that for you?
For me, the get right is I like music and I like candles too. And I'll set the mood because, see, right now, basically, I usually set the mood because I work. So I know I want to be ready. I want everything smelling right, tasting sweet. I want him clean. I want everything to taste good from the head to the toe. I want the room set up, good smell. I'll put the candle lights on. I put on Luther. I go old school.
All right. I'm mad at you.
And I have the music going. And, see, mine start once the door opens. Because, see, I'm excited knowing that he's coming,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I know he's coming and this is what I wanted to go. So once the door opens, it's all bets are off at that point. Because then I know he likes me being aggressive at times. I will be aggressive, maybe
mm-hmm.
dressed in lingerie, maybe just a robe, whatever way I feel it's going to draw me in.
That's right. All right. You yoke that nigga up by the collar, you throwing him up against the wall. While the door is closing, I'm just saying that's what I would do.
Yeah,
I'm yoking that nigga up against the wall, like, let's get this started. Like, don't even worry about
it's
touch
so,
nothing.
It's so good he's tall and I'm short, and it's
right.
Like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Assume the
position.
I agree. As long as, like, if you can hit my spots right, just know we starting a fire. Somebody ain't coming out.
But see, that's
well,
the
see,
whole.
A kiss alone starts it. A good kiss can start it off.
Yes. You know,
listen, that phone call when he downstairs, he's telling you, listen, I'm on my way up. That phone call, that one phone call when he said, I'm on my way. The tone of his voice done did it for me. Like a word. That's how you want to do it. You're going to give me the Barry White before you even get over here, word. Like, you know, so I get that anticipation. That get right there. Like, okay, he coming over. All right.
And I know
you did it too because you called him with that voice and you... Like, what you doing? Like, you don't give a fuck what that nigga does.
That really soft voice.
Yeah, right.
I find that the get right starts maybe days before, really.
Right,
you know, with that.
Right.
That flirtatious call on your lunch break, you know what I mean? You know, right. That flirtatious call. And I mean, all throughout the day, whatever. Even if you live together, don't plan on doing it that night. You start mentally a couple of days ahead, you know. And although you do have sex all, you know, in between that time, but that get right is that day that you want to take out the focus on your mate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, you know, I mean, it ain't about, like, you know, her hitting your spots, right? You know, it's about both of y'all taking that time to just, you know, be in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to satisfy my partner. I want my partner happy. I want my partner to enjoy.
Ain't no words necessary after that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You don't need no words. The lips do all the talking.
You ain't even got to worry about no talking because after you done doing what you got to do, you going to be laid up under if she wake up round two.
She may wake you up for round two, brother. It ain't even about putting each other to sleep, right? It's about, like, afterwards just laying there spooning, talking, kissing, whatever.
I'm going to sleep. I can't even help it. If it's a get right, you done did it right, I'm going to sleep. We can talk after I wake up. Look, we can
you
talk after I wake up.
You talk up until you go to sleep. That's what I'm saying, ladies. When it happens, after round two.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
What's her name said about giving a good blowjob, waking him up? You go for round two, you say, is he ready to play some more? You go play with him, get him up in attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let him know you enjoying him too.
All right, folks. Let me go on my little break, but I'm going to come right back. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me, Dash, in Texas. Lady C in Baton Rouge. We got Andrew in North Carolina. We also got Melina in Connecticut. Excuse me.
Okay.
And, we got Russ in London. Right. Brick from the hostess of Brick House coming back in January on Phone Fantasy Radio Monday night. She's in the chat room. We got Dre from Uptown. He's in the chat room. And I see you 843-231-614. Hey, John. How you doing? I see some people in here. I recognize some of these numbers. 917. I know who you are.
You stalking people, girl.
No.
Hey, but you never know. That could be the attractive way to get them to. Hey,
that's a sign of a good host. You know, you're reckless.
Exactly.
That's true.
Oh, that's all right. We've been doing this for a minute. The Honey Sweet, the Crush Hearts. That's me, 805-830-8320. Oh, yeah, by the way, I represent Brooklyn. Shout out to the Brooklyn Nets because I heard they won. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I really don't watch
basketball, but just the fact that they're from Brooklyn, I'm from Brooklyn, you know, you got to do it.
Hey.
I'm just saying, Brooklyn keep on taking it. Go ahead, Manhattan.
Brooklyn, keep on taking it, Manhattan.
Okay, so what did I say I was doing? Oh, I'm going on my break. I'll be right back.
apart. We had to hurry home before it starts. I can't wait to see my luck.
Monuments of oral odysseys, pelvic thrust pottery, cunnilingus collages, hodgepodges. Let's make monetary on a large canvas, connecting the dots that are the dampest. Let's make a palace dedicated to your vaginal avalanches in my phallus. let's make Milky rain. Pleasure from pain, let's make a flood drowning any other lover's names. Let's make the bed sheets become waves. Let's make eyes roll back in the grand spaghettis until they believe their purpose is to stay that way. Let's melt polar caps. Let's make the Arctic retreat. Let's make memories of the sweetest sweets. Let's make the sun seek shade from our heat. Let's make murals in hieroglyphic form. Can you see it? Our favorite positions, neon armrests, foot atop a throne, sweat on crowns. Let's make this our home. Let's make orgasmic productions, feast of flesh, body buffets of two chefs, finest platters. Let's make a test. The line of ultimate pleasure and excess. What we know if we cross it, let's make a faucet that overflows until we need warning signs. Slippery surface crossing toward if anyone goes. Let's make totem poles, pierce clouds. Your raindrops, showers at random, panting, giving you the gift of orgasms. Melodically, like music, let's make anthems of moans featuring flesh and sweat trickles. Every size, clenched thighs and neck nibbles until dry, you make seen rivers. Let's make rituals of heavily salivated nipples, tongue grip labia tissues twisting until your toes curl more than just a little. Let's make screamings of sexual sagas, screaming as if it were horror. First act, first scene, untouched genres. Let's make sequels with no special effects or camera tricks. Click climatic dramas with stamina licks worthy of nomination, with no acting involved, just improv, enthralled in lust that won't dissolve, including all the above. But most of all, let's make love.
Welcome back, folks. You are tuned into the Honey Suite. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts. That I had to add in because that was a spoken word artist who, at the very last minute before I came on air, hit me with this track. And I only heard a few lines, and I was like, you know what? I definitely want to play that on tonight's show because it's all about the get right. You know, it goes with the theme of the show. Anyway, shout out to Tracy Styles. You can find him on Facebook under Tracy L. Styles. Phenomenal spoken word artist. I hope he's coming out with an album, but I'll find out more information for you on that. Before that, I played music. No, I'm playing Tevin Campbell, because I threw myself off. I went into another playlist. Tevin Campbell, Along With You, and before that, Put You to Bed. And I only played that because the conversation that we're having tonight, the get right and everything leads to just basically that's the get right there, putting that person to bed. We want you to enjoy yourself, have a good time. This is pleasure for both of us. This is not just me trying to get my nut or you trying to get your nut. This is us trying to make each other a nut. Anyway, you know, I'm just being silly. Please excuse me. 805-830-8320. You can just call us up, press that one. Shout out to Rockwild, who joined us in the chat room tonight. And Rockwild's on the West Coast. That I know. And I also want to remind folks, for those that are new to the program, I'm on air co-hosting tomorrow night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 West Coast time. Central. Here we go. Yeah, 8 to 10 Central. Swing and State of Mind radio show with my co-host Trinity Blake. We'll be giving Ladies Night, right, next Wednesday is Ladies Night edition. Basically, we'll be talking to the women, we'll be discussing what roles women play in the swingers lifestyle. We'll definitely be touching on some STD testing at home and much more. The same number, 805-830-8320, but our chat is at a sponsored by the Swing City. So you go to theswingcity.ning.com. Hit us up on Facebook facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show, and you'll get all that information and so forth and so forth. Also, you can add me as a friend, and you'll definitely be invited to the next show. So definitely hope y'all join us tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so let's get back into the conversation. Let's get back into the things. Let me bring my good people on. I have Melina from Connecticut. Are you still with me, Melina?
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm jealous of her because she has to get right every other week. we got Andrew from North Carolina. You still with me?
Yeah, yeah.
And I also have Dash by the way of Philly, but he in Texas right now. Yeah? Dash? Okay, I guess he's not with me. Could have just told me. You have to do it be like that, Dash. And like I said, we got Brick in London. We got London in the building. Yes, folks, we are global, international. We got Russ tuned in from across the pond in London right now. You can call in with Skype. I just don't know the number. When you're across the pond, but I'm going to get that information. I guess I might have to start posting that information, but I can only get it at the very last minute of the show, which is, you know, that sucks, but I'm going to talk to BTR about that. And I also have Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the building, Lady C. How you doing?
Hey.
Okay, so we were talking about the get right. That explosive sex, in the words of Melina, that sex that putting you to sleep, in the words of Andrew, you know, that sex that, you know, everything just lines up, play, you know, and everything goes in order. We have the old school that like to take their time and they plan it out. Okay, so I think when I think of the get right sex, everybody cannot perform the get right sex as much as you want to.
No.
As much as they, you know, as much as you want to teach them, not everybody got that. You know, like, you know, as much as I want to be a singer, I know I don't got pipes like Patty. You know, so, you know, as much as I know that I can, I know it's not going to come out like Patty. So. So, you know, in my notebook or in my phone book, you know, we have what they call the little black book, you know, for some ladies. I know that there are different types of dudes that you call for different situations, you know, when it comes to the get right. You know, me being a single lady, I'm not even going to be in a single active swinger as well. You know, that's a whole other story. But when it comes to the get right, not everybody is able to perform. So when it comes to wanting to light the candles, wanting to, you know, do all that other good stuff, I can't do that. Not for the get right. I can't do that for the get right. Because that's a waste of time. And that's also confusing the situation. Because, unfortunately, this get right, he's too good to be true. And this is only in my experience. This person right here, he's too good to be true. There's some hang up, some handicap, some hiccup that there's a reason why y'all not girlfriend and boyfriend. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lady C, mm-hmm. Andrew, are y'all single? Because you don't know. You don't don't Melina, because you don't know. You get to get right every other week. You don't know.
I wasn't there. I remember, okay? I was there.
Don't.
You got to have somebody that's going to be aggressive, man. I like somebody aggressive.
Really?
Yes. I love
So do I.
I mean, if you stay in my house,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Like, as soon as you come home from work, I'm going to kiss you and drop your clothes right there. We going to do the damn thing.
Listen, why can't I soak my feet? What the hell? No, I'm just playing.
You don't need to soak your feet. You lay on your back. You do the rest.
Something I do agree with what Dash said is all week y'all prepare for this. And I think, you know, and when it's come to the get right, okay, so there's this guy, you know, you text him at noon. He about to go on lunch. You know, hey, Sugar Lips. That's what I text. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. That's what I text. Hey, Sugar Lips. He goes, hey there, sexy. Mind you, I'm picturing this whole conversation. As he's typing, I'm picturing his voice, his face, everything. Like, I'm on the phone with him, and I'm texting him, hey, what you doing? You know, the conversation kind of thing. Like, oh, I got something for you. Picture of a nipple. With that, you know. So I'm just saying, like, you know, you're preparing all day for this. You're preparing all day for this. Girl, I don't know about you, but my legs start shaking. It's like you're getting symptoms over here. You're getting symptoms. You're getting ready. You done changed the sheets. You done switched out the light bulb. I do got a blue light bulb and a gold one. I'm just saying. I got a yellow one and a blue one. I really do. You know, you got the, you know, all the lights are off. The only thing shining is TV.
Okay.
The TV and the blue light. Listen, you know what I was thinking about doing? I was thinking about getting some Christmas lights, right? Roll with me for a minute. When you turn off the lights, you know you got the Christmas lights dangling from the walls here. I mean, that's ambiance right there, right? Like, that works.
Hey, that joint, that'll work.
But shout out to everybody that got a Christmas tree. I'm just saying.
Then again, you got
Christmas tree in the bedroom. Why the Christmas tree in the bedroom? I'm just saying.
No. With
your lights,
with your lights,
we're going to go all over.
Right.
You got to go all over in the bedroom.
You got to travel.
No. I understand that. Like, you started at the front door. I don't know how many people actually do this. But there's a song on TP2, once again, which is like the ultimate album. The first side of that album, songs from 1 to 13, you could just let roll on repeat, you know, when it comes to TP2, R. Kelly's album. But
okay.
In the first couple of songs, there's a strip song. You know, he asked you to leave the front door open. He going to come in a trench coat. I need that to happen with the get right. I need him to come in with a trench coat and some Tims. I'm just saying.
Hey, no. See?
What, Drew? You ain't going to do that?
See, hey, I'm gonna do you one better. I'm just going to come in my boxes.
No, I mean, it's nighttime, you know, you're coming from somewhere else. You don't live with me. You better come with a coat on.
I need a trench coat.
And then your ass get arrested.
I need
you from New York City, so you know what I'm talking about. Don't even try to get me like that.
I know where you at, though.
Okay.
All
right. You're from New York City, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know.
It sound good.
Exactly.
That sound hella good. Yeah, put that trench coat on.
Yeah, come to the trench coat. Knock on the door.
Right.
Yo.
Right. And can you go buy some boxes before you come over? Can I get that at least? Can I get some new boxes? Do I have to see the dingy ones? Do I really get that one that got the hole down the slit on the side, the seams going, and you see the thread hanging from the leg area? Can I?
Oh, wow.
The logo is gone. Can I get a new pair? Can you go?
New
to
pair
conference?
Three. A nice pair. Nice.
Right.
Get you a nice.
I'm not wearing no holy lingerie.
No. See, if a female comes see me, yo, this is my request. If it's summertime, just come in a two-piece.
Two-piece of what? Chicken?
No. Bikini. Either you come in a two-piece bikini or just come in a mini skirt.
That's
we'll
what
do
I'm
this.
Coming. I'm coming with a two-piece of chicken from Popeye's.
Don't eat the biscuit now.
This man just said a two-piece. I don't know about you, Melina, but I know me and a two-piece. That's
no. I will wear a low top shirt with that my boobies hanging out and a little short skirt. That's it.
Hey, I say this. If you come in a skirt, just know you're going to be in bed for about maybe 3-4 hours sleep. Because after I'm done, the fireworks, they're going to be like, it's the 4th of July.
There's fireworks over there.
Right. I'm not even going there. Don't even go there. Don't go there, Melina. Don't even go there. Let him go there. Don't you go there. So, the get right outfit when you're coming over. That's what we're talking about right now. 805-830-8320. What do y'all do? You know, we got the chat room. We got London and London, because that's his name. We got Russ and Brick in the chat room right now. And we got callers on the line holding right now. Two, Dan, I see you. 231-843. Where is that at? 917. Let us know. 215-. He done put us on hold or something. So we're talking about that outfit you wear, because like you said, you done planned this. You already know in your head. I know in my head. I know what it is. I know what's going to happen. Okay, so what I do is I got those little shirts or those little dresses that I done turned into shirts. And, you know, and they're strapless. You know, they strapless. They're hugging the boobs in place, but when you move it around, and you're going to reach for shit, you know, titty might pop out, you know.
Right.
I'm all about tease. Hello, super fluffy flirt.
Yes.
I'm all about flirting and teasing. And I got you from when I'm coming downstairs to open up the door and we walking up the stairs and you trying to touch me. Nah, don't touch me. You know what I mean? Like, not yet. No touchy. That's my thing. Yeah, I always say that. No touchy. And I do dips and dives. I'm real agile with it. You know, you touching me, I'm Matrix on your ass. Hold up. Oh, no, you can't touch me right now. Not yet. You know. But then they say it's my fault because they came quick on the first run. But, you know. Anyway. But that's when you get to the door. You know, like I said, he at the door, whatever, y'all at the door. You open up the door, he comes in, the door is closing, and you on his belt buckles. Like, there's no time for speaking. You on his belt buckle. Like you, Melina, I like a good tongue in every now and then. You know, I like to, you know, drop down on my knees. I don't know. I be feeling naughty about it. But then my knees start hurting. like, that's a lot of weight to be putting on my knees. I got old knees. I'm only 32. I got old knees. Let's go. Give me some knee pads or something. Give me a pillow.
Yeah.
I like to be sitting down, though. I like to be sitting down and he's standing up. Because he got a brace, he got to grab your shoulders and brace himself. That's when you know you're doing all right. His head done flung back. I'm just saying. His head done flung back, and you sit up there like, yeah, nigga, got you.
He's thinking, wow.
Got you.
Okay.
At those moments where you're like, I got you. You can't do that with a woman. You can't. I don't want to be standing up while you do that. No. It's not going to happen. I don't even want to be on top of your face when you're doing that. Like, I don't even want to be, you know, hence the name of Crush Hearts. Yeah, I do a little face sitting. But I don't even want to be on your face when you're doing that.
Hmm.
I don't want to be on top.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
want to be on
top. Just back in the bed and I got you. That's how you doing. And I don't want you to sit up there and try to put my legs behind my head. That ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. They want to sit up there like, listen, I know I'm a little agile, maybe I'm even flexible. I can do a split and all that. But I don't want my legs behind my head. If I want to be a pretzel, I'll be in the circus. So stop it. Stop.
That's not going to happen, right?
This is how I feel. How you feel?
My Barbie.
This is how I feel. If you can lay back, just let me work my tongue on you, and you good. I guarantee you'll be feeling good. And after the tongue, the rest is history.
No, it's not. I don't know about anybody else, but no, it's not. Maybe it's just because my first time with the tongue was such a horrible experience. No, that's not it. Listen, this is listen, guys. body wise, there's this thing at the back of the canal, and it's right at the you know, right before you get to the cervix. It's just like a little opening, like a little space right there. It's a little space. And if you can reach back there when you lay in that pipe, you so good. You're so good. You know what I mean? So it's not just about the tongue. Like, that's all good and dandy. Nah, I need pipe afterwards. Because once you give him the tongue, now you got to back all that shit up. Yeah, okay. Because that to me is just flirting and teasing. That's part of foreplay. Give you oral, you giving me oral. That's part of foreplay. That's how we end the foreplay. We don't tease each other on the phone. We don't see each other. We're kissing. That's part of foreplay. You ain't start shit. Just because you ate me out, that ain't start nothing in my book. I don't know about anybody else. But that ain't do nothing. All I did was set the pins up. Now
you had a bad experience.
Now you gotta knock it down. Now you gotta knock them down. I'm just saying, not even if it's a bad experience, because I've had some where I thought, like, really, that's what it was about? Wow. I've gotten that too, but I need the pipe afterwards. You got to be good in both areas, not just one area and think that that's
True.
It. No, you got to be good in both areas. You know, you got to keep, like you said, you done came in with your trench coat and your Tims on, or, you know, you keep those Tims on. Like, that shit is sexy to me, you know. So, you know, I'm on the bed, I'm turned over, I'm flipped over. Oh, here go the pillow. You got to put the pillow under the belly, you know, all that. Like, This is get right sex. Fuck just oral sex. That's not get right sex. That's teasing me before sex.
After I'm done with the tongue, yeah, I'm going to pipe you down. Not once, but when you going to sleep, I'm going to wake you up, climb on top, and do it again just to let you know who was in it.
That's all good and dandy, but I'm talking about the first time. Like, the first time.
The first time it goes in, it got to, like, it got to drive you pussy crazy.
It knocks the breath out of you. Listen, that first moment when it's slipping in, it knocks the breath out of you. You, air, that stress, that buildup, that everything. It's just like you went in from the end and it came out from that end. Like, that's
right.
That's all. Like, just that's that moment when you just like, okay, now I'm at where I need to be at. Now we can do what we want to do. Now I'm in the zone officially. You know, that's what I need to lose my breath in the words
right.
of the child. You know, you just lose your breath just for that instant. I mean, that's the hottest shit ever, in my opinion.
I like a woman to make scratch marks, so.
I watch too much CSI for that.
That's not good.
I'm on my CSI Miami marathon on Netflix right now. No, I watch too much for that. You ain't digging under my nails. Nope.
Why is the skin under your nails? I don't know.
So let me ask y'all, props when it comes to the get right sex, that the props. What props are y'all using? Props. Mm-hmm. You know, what? Toys? He said whipped cream. We got that. We got whipped cream. We got food. What else? Our pillow. You know, that's part of props. I said the pillow. What else?
I got ropes and handcuffs.
Ropes and handcuffs? What? Did I just say I watched too much CSI? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying I ain't going to leave your ass tied up. I'm just, boom.
Ooh, but you know what? I'm not even going to front. The wrist, you know, your wrist handcuffed to your ankle, that's some shit right there.
I want that one day, so
that's
bad.
Some shit right here. When your wrist is tied up, it only have to be one. Listen. And you get a chair, you put your foot up in there, you got that, and you be trying to grip a nigga, like, trying to beat a nigga up. Mm-mm-mm. But no, that's not often. You don't do that often. I got blindfolds,
yeah.
You know, little blind masks you put on your face. And those are things. I got the tickling feathers, the little feathers with the little string. Them shit is like $10 a pop. Shit is expensive. Yeah, that shit is expensive. You know, we got that, you know. We got, I haven't done, you know what I want to do that I haven't done? I want to do body painting.
Hey, that's fun.
Is it motion lotion?
No.
The heating motion lotion?
I don't like that.
Body painting
maybe on your body, like stuff like that, but don't put that down here. That just makes me feel icky. Like, don't put that heated shit down here. Put it on, and I don't like massages, so you ain't got really nowhere to put it.
You can
put
on
my legs because I'm ashy. That's about it. But I don't, I'm always ashy, though. Every time I want lotion, so like if you want to turn me on, nigga, lotion my feet. They ashy. Like, sit here right now looking at my ashy skin too, y'all. But that's something I would love to do, body painting. You know,
that's fun.
No.
I think that
would be just so I can say I marked my territory.
Wow.
I marked my territory. I put my initials to buy. I want a tattoo. All right, I got you. Big old tattoo on your chest. The crushes, bitch. Yes. Okay, so everybody's high tech, or majority of everybody's high tech with these cell phones. And these cell phones have hell of a cameras on them right now. You
yes,
got cell phone. I mean, these cameras, you would think you had a Sony hand cam in your hand with some of these camera pixels out there. Like, no more fuzziness. It comes with their own flash on it. Like, your cell phone is turned into your actual camera.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right, because mine has a front-faced camera, and I'm like, wow.
He's like, I'm like, wow. That's how you do. You look at your phone and be like, wow.
I mean, because I ain't expect this joint to come with a front-face camera. I'm like, but, hey, well, y'all made it more creative for me, more fun for me.
Oh. He got some self-gratification photos up in there, huh?
You can say that.
You got to have those in your phone. You got to have them.
But then you lose your phone, and guess what?
No.
Somebody else got
password on that joint?
Yep.
Somebody else have them now.
No, put a cold password on so no one won't get it and make that shit like 10 digits.
Listen, girl, all you got to do is google.com. That phone is done.
110%. I agree with Melina, 110%. Put a passcode on that joint. I guarantee you nobody will go through your phone.
I have a 10-digit code. Nobody has ever hacked into my phone.
Okay, so here's a question for y'all. I was looking up, you know, different tips that you could share with people. One of the tips they have is dress for sex all the time. Wearing sexy lingerie or sexy boxers or nothing at all underneath your work clothes or sweats even help you feel sexy and a little naughty. This will put you in the mood for sex, and throughout the day will have you anticipating the moment you finally get to have sex. It will also serve as a lovely surprise as your husband or wife undresses you. White cotton granny panties, after all, can really kill the mood. Fuck you. I love my granny panties. I'm just trying to say that. Like, fuck you. I agree with this. I really do agree with this, but I'm going to be digging all day long because them shits are not comfortable to me. Like,
Not even lace underwear.
Oh, no.
No, it's just not comfortable for me.
Maybe
because I
got a thong on you. Good.
Maybe a thong? I'm going to feel like, no, I'm going to feel like a string up there. I'm going to really be digging in.
Look.
Like,
I'm not a Barbie.
I'm gonna be
I got a big ass, and I wear lace and thongs.
Look, that thong gonna be pulled to the side.
Damn.
Put a pad between my butt cheeks or something.
No, matter of fact, if you feel like you feeling freaky, I feel like this. Don't wear no panties under there. Don't wear nothing under there.
You know, I did that one time, and I had a skirt on, and I was just like, do anybody see? And it freaked me out, because they like, did anybody see?
You look at
me, And when you're sitting down, right, you're sitting down, and I don't know why. I really don't know why, and I tell you no lie. When I'm out and about, it's like people stare at me. Like, dude, why are you staring at me? I don't get it. I really don't. Like, I'm not being conceited. I'm not being vain. I'm not being paranoid. But literally, people, I don't know if it's because of my size. I don't know what it is. But it's like when I go out, people stare at me. It's like, really? All these people on the bus are looking at me like I'm in this, you know, I have my headphones on. That's why I keep my headphones on, because I will really be on some paranoid. Like,
exactly.
And I'm like, really? Don't let there be kids on the bus. They literally looking like, and I'm just imagining, mom, look at her, she was big. Like, I'm just imagining them saying that in the back of my head. So, but That's not going to work for me. Like, no, none at all. That's not going to work for me. Mm-mm.
Well, I hate clothes, period. So, yeah.
I do too, yeah. Girl. Listen, when I'm at that front door, before that door closed, my shirt and my bra and my socks and sneaks are off. 30 yep. seconds top, I'm done. Like, 30 seconds. That's all I need is 30 seconds, and I'm done. And if I have to go to the bathroom, that's 15. So, I'm done. So, all right, so,
See, I'm the type, like, when I get to the crib after I'm done from work, all I do is take my shirt off, throw my shirt off, take my jeans off, and walk around the house completely naked.
You just want everybody to imagine you naked just now, didn't you?
That's
the only reason why you told us that. You got a bunch of girls.
Completely naked.
Right, he got a bunch of girls online. He just want us to imagine him naked. Stop trying to flirt with us, Andrew.
No, you missed it, because she said completely naked.
Right. Don't stop flirting with us, Andrew. Andrew is just flirting with us. I've come to the conclusion Andrew is flirting with us right now. He's been flirting with us all show long. I'm just saying, I get it. I'm not mad at you. So, I'm going to go on a quick break, because I want to play something. And I'm going to be right back. So, hold your thought, Andrew.
was written for you made that lady sing the blues. Your beauty's a moment in time frozen. It seems like I've been chosen as the target of your sexual buildup. You said, be gentle, cause you developed a heart condition over the years. You see, too many false promises and 3 minute sex sessions plus men afraid to return your love equates to you in a cold bed with a face full of tears. And I know, baby, I know I can't erase the past. That's not what I'm here for. I want to be the present that you cherish in your memory's future. I want to be the conversation that you have with your best friend that makes you smile. Make me the reason you touch yourself. Make me the reason that 9 months from now, you're in a hospital bed screaming out my name because you're giving birth to our child. And I understand that you need some time to break down that wall around your heart, to cast out all the fears that saturated your body throughout the years. Yeah, I understand. Said, baby, now I'm not perfect, but I believe that I'm perfect for you. But more than that, I believe that you're the woman that I've been searching for. You see, as long as I can remember in my mind's eye, baby, we've always been Mr. and Mrs. Moore. And no, we don't have to be married, because my feelings for you go far beyond words that are rehearsed by a pastor. Change your mind. I'm here for you with 2 rings, with the love of 9 lifetimes and 10 kings, infinite orgasms, moist mattresses, and wet dreams. But before we taste that passion you call love, baby, I want you to. No, no, X that. Baby, I need you to be sure that this is what you want. Because I am.
I'm back. That right there was another spoken word artist. Love him to death. Verbal Ink Radio. Eric Moore. And that was his track called Passion Fruit. Before that, we played TLC Red Light Special. Listen, the conversation was getting so hot and steamy. I didn't realize I only got 10 minutes left of the show. Like, where did time fly? Okay, so we got Melina from Connecticut. I got Andrew from North Carolina, and I also got Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I got Rush in London. I'm going to get that right one day. I got Rush in London. We got Brick. I see the 843-231-614. Hey, John in Columbus, Ohio. We got 917. That's Brooklyn, New York. I know who that is. Okay. We only got literally like 4 minutes left. And I want to give y'all the opportunity to shout out and your final thoughts about tonight's conversation. Melina, I believe this is your first time tuning in, yes?
Yes, it is.
Did you enjoy yourself tonight?
I sure did. I'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow now, Swinger State of Mind Radio, we talk about the swinger lifestyle.
That's fine. I love all sex.
Awesome. I'm giving you a thumbs up. You can't see me. Like you can see me. I thumbs up at the computer. Like you see me. What about you, Andrew? Did you enjoy tonight's show?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Indirectly flirting with everybody.
I gotta say, shout out to my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. I'll be back home in 3 months for good.
Oh, so
okay.
That's what's up, Brooklyn in the building.
Lady,
hell, hey Derek, to get right. How you doing?
I'm just trying to really record that one.
Listen, folks, Lady C, what any final thoughts about tonight's topic? We covered a little bit of everything. We had a good. I had fun.
Good.
It was good. It was a good show. As always, I enjoy coming to visit you and your place. And it was a good topic and a good group of people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Shout out to everybody listening. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Rush.
Right. We were talking about getting naked and Russ go, I never get naked, do I, Crush? Whatever. I used to have a show on Friday nights with Brick, and it was called Pillow Talk. And what we did was we hosted a show like we're doing now, but we turned on the tiny chat room, you know, and you can get on cam during that show. We get on cam, me and Brick talking. We trying to end the show. Russ done got butt-ass naked. He done got butt-ass naked. He laid back listening to us like, like, Russ, what are you doing? And let me tell you this, Russ, and then what he did was he was like, he covered himself a little bit, but he kept doing those, like, you know, he turns to the side. He like, he's just sneaking a flash here and there doing the show. We trying to focus.
Oh, well, you see me now, you don't. You see me now, you don't.
Right. We trying to focus on the show, and I'm looking like, really, Russ? Really? Like, you can't. Mind you, Russ is a pale white boy.
You got to remind you.
A pale white boy, but
you
got to
do it right.
Right, he got a cute butt though, and and it was just such a distraction, Russ. Yeah, that was your final thought for that night, right, Russ? He's cheesing. Shout out to Russ in London. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Andrew, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Shout out to like everybody back home. Like I said, I'll be home for them. Shout out. Just shout out to everybody in general, man. Don't do nothing stupid coming 2013 New Year's, man. Like,
get out of
focus on what you got to do for 2013. You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
Because
I don't know about y'all. If y'all don't treat your lady right, I'm going to take her. That's just me.
Hit Melina.
Melina happened to relate to my next hit. Somebody who we on the radio show with, somebody, when I come back home to Brooklyn, maybe she'll let me take her on a date.
No.
Yeah, y'all.
I got a man.
I know he had an angle.
All
show long.
You caught my hit, right?
Yeah, I caught you a long time ago. Any final shout-outs for you, Lady C?
Shout-out to just everybody listening. You know, just enjoy life. And, you know.
What about you, Lena? Be happy. What about you, Lena? Any last shout-outs besides to Derek?
I got a man. I love my baby Derek. We're going to get married and have babies one day and keep having wild, explosive sex.
Okay, then.
Listen,
I'm just saying, right, Alina? I'm just saying.
I'm just putting it
out there. All right, AJS after that. Okay. Let me do my shout out. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Russ in London. It's like 2 a.m. over there. I appreciate you tuning in the way you do. I really do enjoy you. 843, shout out to Dash, Tracy Styles, Eric Moore, 231, John in Columbus, Ohio. Thank y'all all, Melina, Andrew, Lady C, thank y'all all for calling in and making tonight a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yep. We had some nice conversations going. Remember, I got three more shows after tonight. I got three more shows under my belt, and then we getting into the 2013 season come January of 2013. Duh. Okay. So I got three more shows. Also, I'll be on here tomorrow co-hosting Swingin' State of Mind radio show, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Same phone number, 805-830-8320. Same location, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, also at phonefantasyradio.com. And we'll also be doing a chat at the swingcity.ning.com. It's our swinger lifestyle show. We'll be, ladies' night. There we go. It's ladies' night. We'll be playing music. We'll be having all types of conversation. I'll be back next week. It's December. I don't have the slightest idea what we're talking about. But listen.
Anal sex.
Oh, God.
Hold on. That's the wrong blow. That leads towards one of my hot spots. No.
Wait, what? No.
Anal sex.
What?
Wait, that's the topic next week.
That
hot spot?
Bring in the hot spots. Listen, I may take that into consideration. Hot spots and anal sex. You can't go wrong with those two on a show. It's the first of the month. I try to break up the sex talk and get a little serious every now and then. But I don't know. That'll be my last resort. But I will put that down on the roster. You know, to give it some consideration. But hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/LA Hearts. That's me, LA Hearts. Also, My Honey Sweet. Look us up there. The Honey Sweet. We're on there. Oh, it's 4 a.m. in London. My bad.
Oh, wow.
Well, good morning.
Wow.
So, I know.
Good morning
so,
to everybody out there in London.
Right. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in globally. Shout out to everybody that'll be listening to the show after the fact because these shows are recorded. So,
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody follow your boy on Facebook. That's right.
What's your Facebook page, babe?
Andrew Swagger, CEO member.
Andrew Swagger, CEO.
Yes, follow your boy on Facebook.
Okay.
And get ready for my album sometime in February 2013. My next project is dropping.
Okay. So what are you the CEO of?
Well, I'm about to start my own record label with my sister. We about to get her mixtape out there. Give the world a dose of what they've been waiting on her.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to turn around in February and drop my first album for everybody, even though it's like my third mixtape I'm doing right now.
Uh-huh.
And I got a couple shows getting that for my birthday, because my birthday is at the end of the year. So, like I said, everybody come out to the shows. Y'all more than welcome.
North Carolina on the rise. Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia. I'll see y'all this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Asante Sam, you better. Yeah.
Swag surfing, huh? All over the U.S. Okay. Well, on that note, we done reached overtime. Keep me posted, Melina. I don't know where you found me at on Facebook, but definitely add me as a friend on Facebook.
Well.
Go like our pages, all at phonefantasyradio.com. Enjoy y'all weekend. See y'all tomorrow night. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
I should leave with a song just to get y'all in the mood. I'm going to leave with a song. I just got to think of what song to leave with.
Something about Ty.
Plies.
Oh my God, he really trying to get some pussy.
Listen, that's just raunchy. Plies is just straight raunchy. And I just imagine his gold teeth is and all that. He raunchy. I'm going to leave with some Pretty Ricky. How about that?
On the hotline, boom.
I got juicy. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
All right, folks. Good night once again.
Good night, y'all.
Italian baby, you know you got body. You working that thing. You working that thing. overrated, call me Slick 'em High.
Yeah.
I get that body wet and then I lick 'em down.
Lick 'em down.
I'm on point and best believe I ain't no teaser.
I ain't no teaser.
I wanna get deep and a little bit of deep and a little bit of deeper.
Deeper.
Sweeping you off your feet like a ray, talking about Slick 'em way. Nah, I ain't stopping till I feel a backboard break.
I'll be your lover, man. Your special lover, man. And I do anything that you want me to do, plus more and more. And if you want me to rub you down beside your body, cause you're feeling sore, then baby, just close the door and let me take control. I'll be the man you dream, but yet your Superman. Take your place if you never been so close, you can call us kin. Cause you got that juicy, and I love your body next to me. I swear for you, so sweat for me.
Against yours, feel the sweat coming from our pores.